The Volumes of Truth. Volume 1. What's in a Name? October 29, 2004. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For Timothy, and for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord to his servant Timothy, both your earthly father and his namesake are no more. For even your earthly father shall be given a new name, if he so chooses, in the day of reckoning. Therefore from this day onward, you shall be called Timothy, he who honors God. And all who walk this path with you, should refer to you as such. For you shall number your steps before me, seeking always to do that which is right and good, in my eyes. I am the Lord. Yet those who withstand you, and persecute you on account of my words, all these hypocrites, who have come out to fight against you and slander your name, shall all be made to fall at your feet, in the day I send you. Then they will know I am the Lord, and I myself have loved you. For in that day you shall go out and you shall come in, and bring glory to my name. Yet you ask, what's in a name? It has no power. Timothy, you speak in ignorance. For the name above all names, is Yahuwah. And there is only one name under heaven, by which you must be saved. And oh how blessed are those who put their trust in him. Behold, my name has weight and power. And in the day I cause my name to resound in all the earth, my enemies shall fear, and the multitudes shall tremble. Lo, many shall be cut to the heart, in that day. Yet blessed is the man, whose name is written in the book of life. For he shall inherit everlasting life, and his name shall endure forever, says the Lord.